And welcome to this week's episode of the Empowerment Coach podcast. And actually, I think it might be a solo, the last solo episode for a little while. I put out a post on socials just to gauge interest in people coming on and doing the guest episodes, and I have been inundated. So for the next 2 weeks, I am having a shitload of conversations, which I'm so excited about. But it does mean that therefore I'm going to have like 2 months, if not more, worth of beautiful episodes and conversations with some incredible people. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. So yes, this is going to be the last solo episode for a while, unless I randomly decide to fling in some solos. But I just want to say welcome back. I am Donna, for those of you who are here brand new. And today I'm going to talk about something that has been coming up a lot recently. It's something that I have been speaking about a lot. It's something that has been spoken to me about a lot, about my own. And it's absolutely game changing for the way that you show up in life, your work, your relationships, and of course, your power. And that is, drum roll please, if you're listening to this and you've been at the last two events I've been speaking at, you'll be like, I know what this is. Energy and physiology. Now, before anybody starts rolling their eyes and thinks Donna's energy is too woo-woo or physiology is just biology, I just want you to stay with me. And I know if you have been in my presence and done my, I want to say it's a workshop, it's not really, I'm just speaking, but I do it, it's very immersive and we do get involved. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So I want to show you. And I don't know how I'm going to do this over a pod, but we're going to give it a bash. How your energy literally introduces you before you speak. And I've done a few posts about this in the last wee while. The way you move, the way you breathe, the way you hold yourself, the way you inhabit your body, the way you interact, it is your body's secret weapon of confidence, of magnetism, and of personal power. Like, you are, there's that whole quote like your vibe attracts your tribe, and it's so cute. It's so cute. It is cute, but it's also so true because literally what you give off, you will be magnetic to certain people. Now, sometimes that can come as a hindrance in the sense of energy vampires can be quite drawn to your energy in order to take it from you. But again, that then comes down to having some self-awareness to be able to recognize and have the boundaries and the standards and all that sort of stuff in place. But we're not going to talk about that today. So here's the truth. People will feel your energy before they hear any of your words. Your posture, your breath, the rhythm of your movement. They're all screaming, and I mean screaming messages to the world. So if you think about it, have you ever walked into a room and you've instantly felt intimidated or uneasy or uncomfortable or equally drawn to someone without a single word being spoken? That is energy. That is physiology in action. And here's the crazy part. Most of us do leave it to chance. We maybe slouch, we hold our breath, we shrink into ourselves. And then we wonder why we feel unseen or unheard or like we're not getting the same respect that we deserve. And when you consciously harness your body, your physiology, you start to communicate power, confidence, and clarity even before a single word leaves your mouth. So we're going to break it down just a little bit. Your physiology, the way you stand, move, breathe, and think about yourself, that also comes into it, creates a feedback loop with your brain. When you open your chest, when you lift your heart, and when you soften your jaw, your body tells your nervous system, I am safe, I am capable, and whatever else beautiful words you want to say to it. When you breathe deeply and intentionally, you're literally sending oxygen to your brain. It calms the nervous system and it allows your mind to focus. And yes, of course, When you move with presence, even in small ways, like the way you walk into a room or the way you sit at a table, you're sending signals to others. This is who I am fully here, or equally, swallow me up. I don't want to be here. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve that, and all that stuff. So here's the thing. I want you to remember that confidence isn't just a mindset, it's a physiological state. So, and I said this in quite a lot of my talks recently, like you can do all the work on your mind, but you have to make sure that you're connecting all the dots, because if all the dots are not connected, you are not going to harness the enormity or the expansion of your next level. And when you practice your working on your physiology daily, your energy will shift, and the world will respond to that energy shift. People will start listening differently, doors will start to open, and opportunities will begin to align because they feel your magnetism before your words. And it's something I get commented on an awful lot, is my energy. And don't get me wrong, that is ridiculous when I start speaking, but it's something that lots of people have commented on. And that's actually how I ended up creating this talk that I've done in the last couple of events I've been speaking at, because it's something that just kept coming up, kept coming up, kept coming up. Your energy, your energy, your energy. And I was like, well, I'm going to harness this and use it for good, and share it with the world. And they have went down so well. Like, the amount of beautiful messages I've had, the amount of doors that have then opened is incredible. Like, I'm still a bit overwhelmed with the beautiful messages, with the amount of incredible doors that have opened. For instance, when I done that talk the first time, that then opened the door for me to go to London and do another one. And then that's connected me with so many beautiful people. And a lot of these incredible people are now then coming on to guest on the pod. So it's like these opportunities come when you really harness the power of you. So I want to get a little bit practical. And here are a few things you can do today to start mastering your energy. This is like kind of something that I do within that specific talk that I do. I let like feeling is so important. You have to feel the thing in order to embody it. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So I sometimes get the people within the room to sit slumped and see how that feels, and really connect to the feeling of like, what does that give off? What does that say about you? What does that say about the type of person you are? How would you interact with people in that state, etc., etc., etc. But then equally, I use a few different tools to then elevate the state. And then again, I'll say, how does this feel? Take a mental note, take a written note, like explain and express and enhance and embody how you feel, and also take an actual note of it, like an actual understanding of it, an actual, like, I'm trying to think what the exact words are, but it's gone. Anyway, some things I do is being silly. So when you're being silly, you can be in a different state. It changes your physiology, and it'll instantly change your mood and your energy. Power poses are absolutely incredible as well. Put some music on, shout from the rooftops. Yes, hit your power pose. Mine seems to be this whole like throwing my arms up in the air, which for me, I recognized signifies freedom. I think I said that in the last pod. So standing like you own your frigging life. Your feet are grounded, your shoulders are back, your chest is open, and even if you feel unsure inside, your body is sending a message to the world and to your brain that you are in control. Another one is breath awareness. So you can do this in two, I mean, you can use your breath in so many beautiful ways. And honestly, recently I've been doing so many different things with the breath. I'm like, oh my God, it's frigging fascinating. But you can slow everything down and bring calm and focus and peace. But equally, you can speed it up laterally by the power of your breath and by you consciously taking control of it. So, for instance, you can inhale for four, nice and gentle, hold for two, and exhale for six. So the idea is you breathe in for a certain amount, doesn't need to be 4, 2, 6, but you breathe in for however many counts, you hold it for half of those counts, and then you exhale for longer than the amount you breathed in. Breathed in the right English for that? I'm not sure. And notice how your mind slows down, your body relaxes, and your presence actually deepens. You will immediately feel more magnetic and calm. So there we go, just now breathing in for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold for 2, 2. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And for 4, 2, 1. Hold for 2, 1. Exhale for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. How did that feel? Note it down. Take a mental note. Connect the feeling to the thing that you've just done. That's a tiny teaser. I would do this for much, much longer. Something else you can also do with this is visualization. So I went to London and done talk last week. I added in the visualization. I hadn't done it the week before because of a time perspective. I didn't really want to have time for it. And to be fair, I only done it for about 5 minutes, probably not even that. And it really needs probably about 30 to 40 for just this one thing alone for it to really, really work. But the amount of people who have contacted me or called me in the day to say, oh my God, I really, really felt that. Somebody mentioned something, my goodness, I actually I saw you grow. And it's like, yes, like that makes things work. I would not advocate for them if they didn't work. So, being silly, power pose, yes, let's bring and go. Breath, bringing awareness to it, and visualization. I'm actually going to be doing, in fact, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to be doing because it'll come out when it comes out. And another thing you can do is movement. Like, so movement is communication. Like, I went to Tony Robbins, when was that, 2 months ago now? Which feels like it was forever ago, but I went to Tony Robbins and see having that music on and moving your body and connecting with those around you. It was so, so powerful. So you want to move with purpose, even in small actions like picking up a cup or turning to somebody. Every emotion communicates strength and clarity. You are literally giving off a vibe of how of the person you are and the energy you hold and the way that you move. Now, a good way to get into a really good state is putting on music, dancing about, like dance like no one's watching, as cliche as that little quote is, like dance about, move about, and I do get people in the room to do this, and it's like forget about what other people are thinking, just feel the music, just move your body, because when you move your body, you move your energy, you move your state. It's so, 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 so powerful. I cannot tell you how powerful it is. So here's my little challenge for you this week. And also, here's a little secret. If you combine all those things that I just said to you, you'll no longer just be hoping people notice you. You are commanding energy and it will carry into every single area of your life. When you command who you are, you harness so much power that will literally, the ripple effect of you standing in your power is bloody huge. In fact, I'm going to read you a message that I got from one of my retreat girls. Now, this girl has, I'm going to find it now, has been on all my retreats this year. So she was at March retreat, she came to the September retreat, both of them are weekends, and then she also came to the day retreat in November. And she sent me a message yesterday and she said, I've got a wee story for you. So I know we kind of touched on my anxiety and how it affects me already, but I have really struggled badly, unable to leave the house at first alone, but then even without others. I felt embarrassed if anybody even looked into my direction. I had an absolute fear of seeing people and would go to my bedroom if our husbands mum or anybody came to the house. It was so bad. It had improved slightly over the past few years with the help of medication, etc., but I still hardly leave the house and never alone. So that's the backstory done. On Sunday, my eldest, not say the names, phoned me around 9 o'clock to say he was in town to do this year's Santa Dash. Her husband was asleep. Our children didn't want to go. And she said, "I can't drive." So I woke up her husband and told him to get the boys, to get up for the boys, grab my coat and walked out the door. Walked to the bus stop, spoke to the driver, spoke to a woman about her beautiful baby, met Josh and his wee family. Oh, let a name drop there. Cheered him on at the dash and went for a look at the Christmas stuff that was on. I stayed all day doing stuff with them, wee bit of shopping. I met the Grinch, ran around the shops playing Walk This Way, etc. with the kids. I was also singing and dancing to Christmas tunes, and they had playing in the square right outside the Caird Hall. Then today I went for a meal for my sister's birthday, ordered my own food, talked to the waitress, laughed as loud as I wanted, and literally did not care. I didn't even notice other people. I know you're going to say that was already in me, etc., but without you, I'm getting pure goosebumps. I would never have been able to even get on the path to here. Thank you from the bottom of my healing heart. And I am like overwhelmed with like pride, like absolutely overwhelmed with pride, pure choked up, pure riot. Because that is her being in her power. That is her standing in her power and harnessing her power, and it has literally changed her life. It has literally changed her life. She is no longer the person who hides away and stays in the house and doesn't even want to speak to people who come to her house, to her safe space. She is now like confidently and without a with like unapologetically standing in her power, being her full beautiful self and doing the things that she once upon a time wouldn't have done. And I'm pure proud as fuck. So anyway, moving on. Here's the challenge for you this week. I want you to notice your energy. Just notice it. Notice how your physiology, your posture, your breath, your movement is showing up in your life in various areas, because it'll show up in different ways in different areas of your life, potentially. Maybe not, but potentially. So I want you to then intentionally shift it. Even if it's small changes, because they make a massive, massive difference. Because when you fully step into your body, when you own your frigging energy, you literally can't help but step into your power. And your voice and your frigging freedom. So if this resonates with you, I want to invite you to go a little bit deeper with me. I've got something called Coming Up, and I wasn't actually going to talk about this one here because it's actually not officially launched yet. But as soon as I'm not going to have another solo podcast, I thought, do you know what? I'll drop this bomb right now. It's called the Freedom Program, and it was actually called Empower Her for like last year when I was prepping it, like in fact probably about the last 18 months or something. I spoke about this, and it was called Empower Her because it was like empowerment coaching. Yes, Empower Her, it is for females, this particular one, but I've also just sent a thing out on my social media that I'm going to do a men's retreat next year, which is exciting. So I'm not leaving yous out, guys, if yous are here. But when I was doing this particular talk in the last couple of events that I've done it in, I realised that the flinging the hands up in the air, my power pose, I suppose, signifies freedom. And I'm not sure if I spoke about this last week, because I spoke about it quite a lot. Obviously, I'm not sure where I have and where I haven't. But it signifies freedom. Freedom from staying small. Freedom to stand in my power, freedom to do as I please, freedom to use my voice. And it just felt right to change the word and call it the Freedom Program, because I want to help people free themselves from the chains that they're having them, free themselves from the stories that are holding them back, free themselves from the pain that they're in, and recognize that actually there is light at the end of the tunnel. Like there literally is, and I absolutely promise you that there is light at the end of the tunnel. I am an advocate for that because I have literally lived it. So what is the Free Freedom Program? It's a space we a space where we explore energy, presence, personal power, but we also explore so much more than that. We explore identity, values and beliefs, limiting beliefs, what it is that's holding you back, patterns and generational conditioning, like why we behave the way we do. Because when you bring awareness to that, you can change it. But when you're living in denial, or maybe not even denial, sometimes it's like you just actually don't know, like you don't know what you don't know. And when people, when other people are around about you, they can start to shift your perspective, but they don't give you the answers. They You have the answers within you. Like I said to my client, like she knew I was going to say, you've always had this in you, this is yours. But me or whomever it is that guides you, we are just a guide. You guys do the work. So we'll also be doing meditation, we'll be doing breath work. And I would really love to end the full 2 months with a meetup. So that is the plan. It's going to kick off at the beginning of January, and it's going to be from January and February. And then we'll have our retreat in March, which I'm excited about. So if this is speaking to you, message me on social media, DM me the word freedom, and I'll know that what that means. If you're ready to feel unstoppable and this feels like it's aligned and it feels like it's right, then my urge to you is do not sit on it, because I don't regret anything. I'm so glad that my path has been led the way it has. But I recognize how many times or how many years I sat in that space that didn't need to be in. Anyway, until next time, I actually don't know when the next solo episode will be. It's mental. I'll tell you how many people we've got booked in, and there's still more to come, which is mental. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 5 next week alone, which is bloody terrifying. 6, 7. I want to say there's 8. I want to say there's 8 already booked in, and that's literally in the next 2 weeks. So I'm like, what? But it's amazing. I'm so excited, which does mean that that takes me 8 weeks of pods. So we'll probably be in the new year. I might just jump on another wee one and fling another wee extra in, because I quite like talking to you by myself as well. But I'm so excited to bring all these incredible stories. Most of them I actually don't know, so I'm excited to hear them and to support whomever it is that's speaking. Anyway, sending you loads of love, and just a little reminder, your energy introduces you before you speak, so make it friggin' unforgettable. Sending loads of love. Have a magical day. Bye.